WKJAN Sports.
Good morning. I'm Chris Parks with a check of the latest in sports here on KJAN. High school football action last night, and we had a good one for you in Class A District 9. The HSTW Vikings got a strong test from the Earlham Cardinals, but were able to grind out a 35-7 win. It was a quick-moving first half with both teams keeping the ball on the ground mostly and limiting possessions. Both teams had one long scoring drive, and it was tied 7-7 at the break. That grinding battle continued through a good chunk of the third quarter before two big back-to-back scoring plays turned the tide in favor of the Vikings. With 3:54 left in the third quarter, AHSTW quarterback Blake Osbar threw a beautiful 50-yard touchdown pass to Drake Partridge to give the Vikings a lead at 14-7. On the very next play from scrimmage, it was Earlham being stripped of the football on an end-around, and Osbar scooped it up and ran it back 35 yards for another score. That pushed the Vikings' lead out to 21-7, so in 20 seconds of time off the clock, the game went from tied to a 14-point AHSTW lead. Momentum snowballed in the Vikings' direction from there, as Drake Partridge grabbed a nifty interception on the next Cardinal possession, and three plays later, Gabe Pauley punched it into the end zone. The Vikings would tack on one more score in the fourth quarter on another Osbar to Partridge connection to bring the final score to 35-7. The Vikings turned the ball over three times and lost two fumbles and an interception. Earlham coughed up the ball three times with two fumbles and one interception. The two teams also combined for five possessions that ended in turnovers on downs. Afterwards, HSTW head coach Davis Pattee said he was proud of the way his team stuck with it throughout the night.
Absolutely. I was super proud of our guys for staying the course all night long. We played kind of sloppy and careless with the football. I think we turned it over four times in the red zone. I think we fumbled. So that's frustrating, and we had some penalty yardage that was frustrating, but the guys just kept doing their jobs, kept chopping wood, and stayed the course, and the right plays were eventually made by us. But huge credit to Earlham. They played super hard, super disciplined, and gave us all we could handle there for, almost three-quarters of that contest.
Blake Osbar had a big game for the Vikings, along with Drake Partridge, as they hooked up for three touchdown scores. And Osbar also ran for a score and returned a fumble for a touchdown. And Coach Pattee was proud of the way that he responded after having kind of a slow start to the game.
I was really, really proud of his grit, of his toughness. He's battled back. He's matured a ton, both physically and mentally, and he ran the ball a little more than we usually run him to, and he took some shots. I mean, Earlham got to him in the first half, especially when we were trying to throw, and he took some hard hits, but, man, he stepped up in the pocket, like you said, in the second half and put some on the numbers that they weren't able to drop, like the ones they did in the first half. So, he was really accurate and really tough, so really proud of him.
The Vikings improved to 6-0 on the season and 2-0 in Class A District 9. They'll return home to host Nottoway Valley next week there for the third-ranked team there in Class A. Earlham falls to 2-4 on the year, 0-2 in district play. They'll travel to Southwest Valley next Friday night. In other high school football scores from last night, it was, of course, homecoming here in Atlantic, and OABCIG played spoiler as they knock off the Trojans 39-16 last night there at the Trojan Bowl. Atlantic getting a late score to inch a little bit closer, but the Falcons control a good chunk of that game. Other District 9 games in 2A, it was Kemper Catholic edging out Greene County 16-8, and Red Oak picked up a 57-23 win over Shenandoah. In Class 4A games, it was Ames defeating Abraham Lincoln 49-3. Thomas Jefferson topped Des Moines North 34-12. In 3A, District 1, it was Bishop Heelan over Denison Schleswig 30-20. In District 2, Carroll topped Boone 36-0. And in District 9, it was Creston Orient Maxburg edging out a win over ADM 16-13. Harlan won their homecoming game 42-12 over Glenwood. Lewis Central 52-14 over Winterset. The top-ranked Titans staying unbeaten there. In Class 1A play in District 8, it was ACGC picking up their second win of the year, 38-20 over Clarinda. Mount Air 21-13 over Panorama. Van Meter was a 35-14 winner over West Central Valley. In District 9, Eastern County 35-18 over Cherokee Washington. Missouri Valley beat Maple Valley Anthon Odo Charter Oak Ute 68-8. And Trainer was a 28-26 winner over Underwood. In Class A, District 2, IKM Manning top Manson Northwest Webster 39-8. In District 9, we mentioned our game, AHSTW 35-7 over Earlham. Riverside 30-8 over Nottoway Valley. St. Albert beat Southwest Valley 50-13. In District 10, it was Lawton Bronson 12-7 over Logan Magnolia. Tri-Center beat West Monona 36-28 and Westwood 26-6 over Woodbury Central. In eight-player action in District 6, it was East Union 74-18 over Murray, Lamoni 52-12 over Seymour Mouton Odell, and Southeast Warren moves to 7-0 as they win it 28-12 over Lennox. In District 7, Fremont Mills a 48-0 shutout of Bedford. East Mills edged by Sydney 35-34. Stanton picked up a 68-8 win over Essex South Page, and Griswold was a 60-42 winner over Clarinda Academy. In District 8, Ottoman topped Coon Rapids Bayard 63-33. Glidden Ralston beat Boyer Valley 56-26. Exira EHK with a happy homecoming win over West Harrison 51-6. And Cam's homecoming was spoiled by Woodbine as Woodbine wins it 30-20. Also, the top two teams in eight-man lost last night. The top-ranked and defending champion Don Bosco Dons went down 18-0 to Northwood Kensett. And also, it was second-ranked Newell Fonda losing one to another ranked squad in Arweva last night. So there'll be some shake-up there in the rankings in eight-man. That's a look at all your scores from high school football action last night. If you missed any of them, they're available on our website. Go to KGN.com on the sports page. In other sports, of course, we had a game for you on the radio yesterday afternoon in Major League Baseball, and the Chicago Cubs are closing in on the NL Central Championship and have their sights set on another deep playoff run. Kyle Hendricks went eight innings and another strong start. Chris Bryant connected, and the Cubs moved closer to the division title while dealing another hit to St. Louis playoff hopes, beating the Cardinals 8-4. The Cubs came into the final weekend of the regular season with a franchise record fourth straight trip to the postseason assured and their third division title in a row in sight. They remain one game ahead of Milwaukee, which beat Detroit 6-5 on Friday night in a thrilling back-and-forth game in that one. The Cubs can clinch the NL Central today and home field advantage throughout the NL playoffs with a win and a Brewers loss. St. Louis matched a season high with their fourth straight loss after being swept by Milwaukee earlier this week. The Cardinals now trail Los Angeles by two games for the second NL wild card after the Dodgers won 3-1 in San Francisco late last night. With two games remaining, one more St. Louis loss or a Los Angeles win would eliminate the Cardinals from postseason contention. And we'll have that big game between the Cardinals and the Cubs for you on the radio here today as right-hander Miles Michaelis will look to win his fifth straight start for the Cardinals. And the Cubs will send left-hander Cole Hamels to the mound as he tries to shake off back-to-back losses after going 4-0 in his first nine starts for Chicago following a trade from Texas. And that'll be an 11-10 pregame for you here this morning. First pitch on the way at 12:05 there between the Redbirds and the Cubbies. In other Major League Baseball notes from last night's play, it was the Colorado Rockies wrapping up a National League playoff berth and moving closer to their first division title in the 26th season history. Kyle Freeland improved to 17-7, and the Rockies turned four home runs into their eighth consecutive win, a 5-2 clincher against the Nationals. Freeland surrendered 11 hits over six innings, but he blanked Washington until Trey Turner's two-run triple in the fourth gave the Nats a brief 2-1 lead. Colorado moved ahead to stay on back-to-back homers by Ian Desmond and Chris Iannetta in the fifth inning. They entered the night leading the NL West by one game over the Dodgers, and Los Angeles remains one game behind after Hyun-Jim Ryu and Justin Turner led the Dodgers past the Giants 3-1. So that's a look at all that shakeup there in National League action there for Major League Baseball. Other scores from play last night in National League action, it was Pittsburgh 8-4 over Cincinnati, Atlanta beat Philadelphia 10-2, Miami 8-1 over the Mets, and San Diego 3-2 over Arizona in 15 innings of play. In American League action, it was Minnesota a 2-1 win over the White Sox. Houston beat Baltimore 2-1. Toronto 7-6 over Tampa Bay. The Yankees beat Boston 11-6. Minnesota 12-4 over the White Sox. Cleveland 14-6 over Kansas City. The Angels beat Oakland 8-5, and it was Seattle 12-6 over Texas. That's a look at your Major League Baseball rundown there from last night. Moving on to college football, Iowa State will take a 1-2 record on the road to TCU tonight. The Horned Frogs entered with a record of 2-2 after losses to Ohio State and Texas. Iowa State head coach Matt Campbell.
You look at our football team, you look where we're at and ultimately where we want to go, and here's another opportunity for this football team to go play what is one of the favorite teams in our conference to win the conference championship. You got to go on the road and you got to play a great football team at their place. Where is our football program?
Campbell says it's a great measuring stick for the Cyclones, and under Gary Patterson, the Horned Frogs have another strong defense.
What he does such a great job is, you know, really recruiting with a plan of moving guys within his defensive structure that where their speed and athleticism can really show up. And I think, again, when you turn the videotape on and you watch them play, sometimes I jokingly said this last night, it's almost like they're watching them on fast forward.
That game between Iowa State and TCU kicks off in Fort Worth at 6:30 tonight and will be televised on ESPNU. The Drake Bulldogs open up Pioneer Football Conference play coming up here this afternoon as they're on the road at Jacksonville. That's a noon kickoff there for Drake. And lots of other good action on the college football slate here today with a number of top 25 matchups. The Iowa Hawkeyes off this week. It's their bye week. They'll be on the road at Minnesota coming up next weekend. And also in golf news, the Ryder Cup continuing outside of Paris, and the United States salvaged a point from Saturday four balls, but Europe has a commanding lead heading into the afternoon foursomes. The home team won three of four matches at the start of day two, stretching their lead to 8-4 at Le Golf National. Justin Thomas and Jordan Spieth gave the Americans a bit of hope with a 2-1 victory over Ian Poulter and Jon Rahm. This is the fifth time a team is led by at least 4 points at this stage of the Ryder Cup, but it's worth noting that the trailing team came back to win two of those, most recently in 2012 when the Europeans overcame an 8-4 deficit in the Miracle at Medina. That's a look at the latest in sports here on KJN. Once again, a reminder, Cubs-Cardinals coming up here this afternoon, 11:10 pregame this morning, 12:05 is first pitch. I'm Chris Parks, KJAN Sports.